Bickley and Murata. See or no? We or nah? Yay or nay?
All right, normally on Wednesday, we didn't have a show yesterday, so we thought we'd bring back this fan favorite on Thursday.
This is like a proxy Wednesday show today.
It is.
We have our Wednesday guest, the Wednesday segment.
Yeah, we got Paul Bissonnette coming up. It is like a proxy Wednesday. Good name for a band.
It is weird.
Yeah, I like that.
Because we didn't have a show yesterday. Today feels like a Thursday, a Wednesday, and a Monday all at once.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Very weird.
I agree with that.
All right. We just talked about the poll question and what should the Suns do at point guard. Luka Doncic coming to town also. A lot of people are starting to think that maybe they made a mistake with taking Ayton instead of Luka. But, yay or nay, the bigger mistake long term will be taking Josh Jackson over De'Aaron Fox.
No, I have a very unpopular answer. I'm going to say nay as well.
Wow.
I'm not giving up on Josh Jackson.
Well, and to me, it's not even that. It's at the time, I know De'Aaron Fox was highly rated, but it wasn't like the either or we were getting with Doncic. To me, that was a debate that went on for months. Nobody was debating.
Right?
Should we take De'Aaron Fox with that pick?
So it's almost in retrospect, though, because the Suns still don't have a point guard, because the Kings are doing surprisingly well.
Yeah,
Fox is having a great season.
That's right.
Imagine if Sacramento with the number two pick would have got Doncic instead of Marvin Bagley, who's been the most disappointing of the top five picks.
Or Atlanta traded Doncic for Trae Young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so many things that they could have done differently, I suppose. Last night, the Toronto Raptors, without Kawhi Leonard, blew out the Warriors in Golden State. Yay or nay, the Warriors will not win the NBA title this year.
Nay, the Warriors will win the NBA title. This is all orchestrated by the NBA to make things interesting for the first time in like 5 years.
I'm gonna, what he said. I'll have what he had.
Really? All right.
Yeah, no, really. Come on. Look at that starting lineup. Yeah, it was very impressive with Toronto. Now, Toronto's beat them twice now. Once with Kawhi, once without. Okay? Toronto's legit.
They're good.
But, once the playoffs begin, really, when you roll that starting lineup out there, it's going to be... It will once again make a mockery of everything we spent talking about in December and January and February.
Guess what, Vic?
What?
DeMarcus Cousins hasn't played yet.
I know that.
Doesn't mean it's going to work when he comes back, though.
Yes, yeah.
Everything works out for that team.
Well, the biggest advantage...
DeMarcus Cousins is like DeAndre Ayton. He leaves a lot on the table, and he still gets 25 and 10 every night. So, yeah. Yes, he's going to make a difference.
And the biggest difference is this year, the West is not that good, so it might not be as hard to get to the finals for the Warriors.
True.
All right. Today is Jamie Foxx's 51st birthday.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yay or nay, Jamie Foxx's portrayal in Ray is the greatest portrayal ever of a rock musician, musical artist, whatever, in a movie.
It's up there.
Joaquin Phoenix, Johnny Cash.
Rami Malek is Freddie Mercury.
Right.
Swin Cash. Norm Cash.
Oh,
Dave Cash.
We're finally done with those.
Cash Money.
Cash Money.
No, we're finally done with those.
Bucks Cash Me Outside.
How about that?
I'm going to say yay. He won the Oscar for that, didn't he?
Yes. Val Kilmer, Jim Morrison, Rami Malek, Freddie Mercury.
Val Kilmer, yes.
I'm going to say nay. I'm going to say Freddie Mercury. You saw that movie. Does it get any better than that?
He was good.
Darling.
He was really good. It's surprising they've never, ever, ever done an Elvis movie, theatrical.
You'd be the guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sideburns are getting it done, aren't they?
Guess who it is.
Well, Elton John's coming up next.
That's true.
Elvis can't be far behind. Or Michael Jackson. That'd be a fun movie, huh?
Well, another one where... All right, yeah, today is National Violin Day.
Oh, great. I didn't get you guys anything. I apologize.
Yay or nay, the most annoying instrument to hear played badly is a violin.
Oh, it's up there.
I don't know. A tuba in the wrong hands can be really, really awful.
Drums.
I don't know. We've worked with Jared on this show for several years. A voice is an instrument, correct?
Wait a minute. No, that's true.
Yeah, I'm going to say nay. I'm going to go. We've all been stuck listening to really bad karaoke, too, at different points of our life.
Oh, yeah.
When you, as a guitar player, when you hear someone who's really bad on guitar, does that really frustrate you, annoy you?
Being semi-hackish myself, I would say probably not as much as other people.
No, but I mean, how
But I will say this.
How often are normal people exposed to bad guitar playing? Never.
That's true. And I don't put myself in position to play guitar badly. See what I'm saying? Now, if I try to rip out Van Halen solos...
Are you saying you put yourself in a position to be successful?
I would say both.
Okay. All right. And finally, the big movie coming out this weekend is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Another Spider-Man
movie. Which is getting rave reviews, and by the way.
It looks very interesting. It's very cool. But, yay or nay, you have ever been bitten by some sort of wild animal or bug? Other than just, like, you know, a mosquito or something.
Yeah.
It's something unusual.
I've gotten nailed twice by a bark scorpion. You know that.
Bitten, though. Stung, though.
Stung. Okay, you want... Oh, so you're differentiating between a bite and a sting.
Correct. Never bitten by a snake or some kind of furry animal?
I was bitten by a radioactive lazy man. And it has taken my laziness to superhuman level.
He kind of just gummed you, though.
He didn't break the skin or anything.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
Vinny, you've never been bitten by the love bug? Oh.
Or how about a dog? Never been bitten by a dog? Or
no.
Jarrett, animals
are the worst. Agree. I was hoping you would say that.
All right.